A storage unit can sometimes be a blessing, but often a curse. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about when a storage unit is a good idea, when it's a very bad idea, what types of things we store in them, and how to make steps if you no longer want to have one.
You're listening to the Declutter Hub podcast, bringing you tried and tested, no-nonsense tips and advice from the leading experts in decluttering and organising your home. Now here are your hosts, Ingrid Jansen and Leslie Spellman.
Hello and welcome, listeners. I'm Ingrid.
And I'm Leslie. We're delighted you're here to join us as part of your decluttering journey. So whether you're brand new today or have been listening to us for ages, we want to say thank you so much for being here. It means so much to us that you're here to listen to and support us while we talk all things decluttering and organizing.
We'd love to help more people with their quest for a clutter-free home. And our podcast is a fantastic way for people to be inspired to take action. We have a favor to ask. If you like what you hear, be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button on your podcast player, share us with your friends, or share your thoughts on the podcast by leaving a review. Hello, Leslie. I'm so excited to talk about today's podcast, but I feel I might end up being on my soapbox for a part of this podcast because we're going to talk about storage units.
I can't believe we've got to episode 290 and not talked about storage units. I don't remember ever talking about storage units. Do you?
No.
Not in any day. I can't believe it. Like, literally. Why have we never spoken about storage units? But today is the day. We're delving into storage units. And Ingrid said, we might get on our little high horse about it because we're not big lovers of storage units, right, Ingrid? Are they a blessing or are they a curse? Sometimes they're a blessing. More often than not, they're a curse.
I know. I think the problem is, Leslie, I think you're right. I think a storage unit can be a good idea in some small instances. But very often, I don't know how about you, but I've been approached by storage unit companies going, hi, can you be our a spokesman for our brand? Or can we write a blog for your website? Or can you tell people that they need to store things? And I'm like, no, I'm talking about, I love decluttering. I don't like putting stuff in storage units, although I know it can be very helpful sometimes.
Did you say it like in that nice, calm way? I would be quite kind of abrupt with my response to that, really. But having said that, there are instances where we could absolutely, within the remit of our roles as professional organizers, recommend a storage unit 100%. So when would that be, Ingrid? Do you know what? Before we even get started, some people are like, what's a storage unit?
I know. All right.
What's a storage unit, Ingrid?
In my head, a storage unit is...
I think you know. When you say in your head, I think that you do know what
how am I going to explain this? So in my head, if I have to explain it to somebody else, there are storage places out there that have been divided up into small kind of rooms or kind of containers where you can put stuff and then you can lock it with the door with a lock. And then you alone get access to this place so you can store your stuff safely. And they make sure that the storage center or the storage place, the self-storage place, is like well lit and the hallways are clean and you can have day and night access to either drop things off or pick things up. And there's like a security person rocking around. This is how in my head how it works. I don't know. I've never had one, so I can't tell you.
But have you never worked in one?
No.
Oh, Ingrid, you've never lived.
I know.
You've never worked in a storage unit. What's wrong with you? Call yourself a professional organizer.
I know.
To be fair, I've only worked in like 3 or 4, which is a good thing, right? But anyway, maybe I think there are some of my clients who maybe have had a storage unit, but have never been brave enough to tell us or ask us to go there because they know that we'd be trying to get rid of it. Yes, you're absolutely right. I have a sneaky suspicion that storage units are only a thing in areas like Britain where things are typically a little bit smaller, cities where people have less space. So if you're in a sprawling part of the world where you have ample outside space, typically people would store things in their own, kind of on their own property, right?
Yeah.
So these may not be a thing everywhere in the world, but Ingrid's absolutely right. It's kind of a nice, they're nice, they're bright, they're airy, they're well lit, they've got security guards, but they are also hellishly expensive to store your stuff, right? So yes, they cost hundreds of pounds a month for most storage units, which is a lot of money just to store stuff that you may or may not need. And we're going to delve into it. But before we do, talk about all the reasons why you should not have a storage unit, which will be the lion's share of this podcast, just spoiler alert. We are going to talk about when is a good idea to have a storage unit.
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons when it's a good idea. First of all, I think when you are needing to store stuff and you live, for example, in a small apartment in the city center of a small or bigger city, and you've got a hobby or you have a lot of outdoor sports that you do or anything like that, and you've got nowhere to store these items in your small apartment, but you do go skiing once or twice or three times per year because that's your main hobby, or there's something that you love to do every year where you go away, you need to put that equipment somewhere. So that might be really a good reason why you say, actually, I don't have room in my own house or in my own apartment to store this stuff. I need to hire somewhere, because actually renting it or rebuying it over and over again outweighs the cost of having a storage unit. So that, I think, could be a reason. Another reason I could think of is somebody selling their house, going to a similar property or a smaller property, and something happens with the house sale and your house gets sold, you can't go into your new house yet, or you're going into a new build and the builder suddenly says it's not finished and you have to kind of temporarily scramble around to live somewhere, and for a couple of weeks the furniture can't go anywhere. That might be the moment you say, okay, I need to have a storage unit because my stuff has to live somewhere temporarily, and this is, I think, the key, temporarily, before I can move my stuff around. Those are the two things that pop into my head, Leslie. How about you?
Renovation. So if you're doing a renovation on your property, also you might need to store some stuff temporarily away from the home. I think if you're running a business from home and you don't want that, or you can't have the supplies for your business elsewhere. So that's another reason. What else? When else could you use a storage unit? The bottom line is there are always going to be instances where a storage unit, or to have a temporary extension to, or in fact, a permanent extension to your home, is going to be a good idea. But you've got to really know that that is for a specific purpose, whether that be a temporary transition or whether that be something that you just haven't got space for in your home that you need to operate. If it's just more stuff that you've not made the decision on, don't put it into a storage unit. Or if you've got a storage unit already, which a lot of people have, really, really question that. Now, it's going to sound as if we're being very judgmental, we're going to be quite harsh, all of these kind of things. But ultimately, we want you to enjoy the things that you've got in your home. And if they're in a storage unit, they're going to be out of sight, out of mind. And so the whole idea of decluttering is to have things that are befitting of your current lifestyle that you can enjoy in the here and now. If they are behind a shutter in a storage unit that you've got to travel 2 miles to find, then that is not going to be the case. So, but lots of people have got them, right? Yeah. One of the things that people ask us sometimes is, if your house is very overwhelmed with clutter, you have very large volume, some people go, you know what? What I could do is I could move things into a storage unit temporarily while I kind of sort the rest of my house out. Would that be a good idea? Possibly, again, if it's a temporary solution that is going to help you logistically, maybe. It's got to be temporary. You've got to have an end goal. You've got to have a deadline. Like, okay, this is what's going to help me temporarily to sort of to be able to see things more clearly, but it's got to be temporary. There's got to be an end date where you're like, everything else needs to come back. The other time when people use it is when they are obviously somebody has passed away.
Yeah.
And they are going to then bring some of that stuff into their own body of the house. And they just need a little bit of time in between, you know, for like probate situations, or if the house has got to be sold very quickly when someone has passed away, you might not be ready to tackle the stuff at that moment in time. And so you might want to put it somewhere in a little bit of a holding area for a while to just give yourself a chance to kind of get over your grief is not the right word for it, to come to terms with what has happened and to tackle the stuff later, because it can be very damaging, of course, to tackle that before you're ready as well. So there are reasons.
Exactly, Leslie, but that reason came into my mind where you were giving kind of lots of other things, like why would people have a storage unit? That's exactly what I thought of then as well, thinking in some instances, you know, when people pass away, the house needs to be sold quickly, or the room or the area that they're living in needs to be emptied. And then it can be far too overwhelming when you're trying to organize a funeral or a cremation to kind of go, oh, I need to do the house as well. And that can also be a good temporary solution. But be careful that these temporary solutions don't end up taking 4 years. In our head, a temporary solution, I think, is a couple of months, right? Half a year, maybe. But when it starts to go into the, oh, I've had this for like 14 months, that's not temporarily, I think, anymore, in our opinion.
Yeah, and I think the first thing that we need to sort of tap into, Ingrid, we need to be realistic, because we've given an example of somebody in a smallish apartment or something like that who may have a requirement to store some additional things away from the home because they've not got space. And so we can see a way that people might be like, yeah, but I've not got stuff, I've not got space in my house to store these things, so therefore it's okay for me to have a storage unit. You need to tap into realism. What we're saying is some people choose or have a smaller property, and you can, you know, that's a choice that you can make and go, you know what, I don't want a 3-bedroom house, or I don't want to buy a house with a garage or a shed or some other external storage area or a loft or a basement or whatever. But actually, my compromise is that I am actually going to invest a couple of £100 a month into a storage unit. And that's fine, but you need to be rational, you need to be realistic. If you're sitting with a 4-bedroom property crammed to the brim, and actually it's crammed to the brim inside already, and you've got a storage unit, then you need to start asking yourself questions, because that's not what we want, because we can't enjoy our things. Right, let's talk, Ingrid. We made that very clear. We've been very clear and we've been very preachy probably already. But anyway, let's talk about what kinds of things we find, or, well, you've never found because you've never worked in a storage unit, or I have found, or that you imagine, Ingrid, is in a storage unit.
Well, Leslie, you're right. I have not worked in a storage unit, but I've worked with clients who've had one, although they did not actually invite me to declutter one, because the client I worked with was here in London, but she used to have a storage unit in the States, because she was from the States. She lived in the UK. And actually, at one point, we were having a conversation and she said, Ingrid, I can't believe it. I went back home to visit my family and I went back to my storage unit. And I can't even believe that for the last 9 years, I kept all this stuff. And I paid money to have it all stored. So I went, what was in there? And she went, well, first of all, there was a mattress in there. Can you believe it? I actually put a mattress in my storage unit. If I would ever sleep on that mattress again, that's 9 years old and been on the side in the storage unit. And she said, also, I found lots of things that at the time I just didn't know what to do with. So I just kind of boxed them up and put them there, like I'll look at it later. And I think that's, I think, one of the things that we see a lot. It's just things that people just are not sure about. Will I keep it? Will I declutter it? I don't want to make a decision about it now. I'll do it later. Delayed decisions galore.
Yeah, you can sort of see how that unfolded for your client, really. Do you know what I mean? Because you've got that transition of moving from the US to the UK, did you say?
Yeah.
You know, a mattress, if you've got like a lovely mattress
you
sleep on, you don't want to let it go, right? And so you'd be like, well, when the time is right, I want to bring that back over to the UK, even though we all know it's nonsensical, really, because it's going to cost you more to ship a mattress than it is to buy a new one, probably. But we can sort of see where those kind of things are coming from. But, the big thing with with storage units is the passage of time. Yeah. Before you know it, what you thought was going to be 6 weeks is 6 years. Thousands of pounds, and this is the problem, right? You could have bought those things 10 times over that are in that storage unit if you really wanted to.
Honestly, Leslie, she was kicking herself. She was like, I don't even know. She said, in the end, she said, I did find a couple of boxes with some nice crockery and some other little bits and bobs. But did that justify all of the money spent on the storage unit? She said, it just didn't. And she said, what a waste of time and energy and money and all of those things, but especially money.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's fair to say some of these things that we're going to talk about now can be found also in the body of your home. So even if you don't have a storage unit, you might have some of these things in your loft, in your basement, in your attic, very, very similar types of stuff. Like if we've got a loft or a basement or an attic or a garage, some of these things might be in there, but if we don't have the benefit or if we've outgrown that, that's when they find their way into storage units. So don't worry if you've not got a storage unit, because there's still value in what we're going to talk about. Ingrid's already talked about delayed decisions, like I'm not ready to make that decision about the mattress. Also related to that is this idea of living in the past or for the future. And that's very much a living for the future. Like, I think that I might want to use that mattress in the future. Same thing when we're doing renovations and we like keep hold of things for our children. We're like, but that sofa's really good. I've decided that I don't want it in my current house. I've replaced it with a newer one. But how amazing would that be for my son who's moved out, my daughter who's moved out, for when they set up home? And so we keep hold of things in storage units for the future, because we think that they're going to come in handy sometimes. And we've really got to evaluate whether that's the right thing. There needs to be a specific purpose in mind rather than just, it might come in one day, or I might be able to see a use, or I'm not ready to make that decision. You know, storage units need to have an end point, I think, don't they, Ingrid? That's the point that we're trying to make. Yeah. Can't just be there just because you're not ready, or you know, you haven't got space or whatever. You've really got to think, when is that decision going to be? And I'm going to put a deadline on it. And if it's not gone, and if my son or my daughter has not collected that in the next 2 months, then I'm going to have to let it go, because I can't pay all this money just for that.
Yeah. Well, let's go for a break, Leslie. And because I'm sure there's lots more reasons why we think people hang on to stuff in their storage units. So let's go for a break and we'll see you soon. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Now, before the break, we were chatting about some of the things that are being kept in storage units and why. And Leslie, you mentioned things just in case.
I know, like the big word of decluttering, right? Just in case. I might need it someday. All those kind of things. And I think this is going to be quite a lot of things in a storage unit. So things that, and quite often things in storage units are bigger, bulkier items, things like appliance boxes, and we'd mentioned the mattress, all of those kind of things that we keep just in case. We keep that appliance box just in case the TV breaks and we need to take it back to the store to get it fixed. The reality is we don't need to have that box in order to take it back, but we kind of feel like we might. And so we keep it just in case. We're not quite sure about the decision that we're making, so we keep it just in case. We might need that extra suitcase, so we keep it just in case. And so if ever you find yourself saying just in case, that's the time to take a step back and look at the emotion that's driving that just in case decision. Really, really important to evaluate. We've got to go in hard in a storage unit. We really, you know, it's costing us money every day. So every decision is absolutely crucial, way more crucial than an odd thing. You know, we're like, if in doubt, keep it. We wouldn't say if in doubt, keep it in a storage unit. We would say if in doubt, go deeper with those emotions and see whether or not you can get it back into your house and, you know, and things like that. So we're not in the if in doubt, keep it when it's a storage unit, because that's big money. And there's a financial cost to keeping it, which is not necessarily the case in the rest of our home. So you have to dig a lot deeper, right, Ingrid? In the same way that when you're downsizing, you have to make different decisions than you do if you're staying in the same. You know, you have to go deeper on your decision making and be harsher with yourself.
So yeah, you have to really challenge yourself, don't you, in a storage unit when you're looking at all the stuff. And especially because then I think also, and here we go, the guilt pops in. I've kept it for such a long time. I've paid so much money to store this item. And now I feel guilty that I'm going to go, well, I'm just going to let go of it. Well, I've just had this storage unit for 6 years to store all this stuff. And we feel guilty about the money wasted on that.
I know, and you're just going to have to let that go. You know, just because you made the wrong decision, it might not have been the wrong decision at the time, but just because you come to the conclusion that that was not in your best interest, no amount of lamenting that loss is going to bring it back. So you just need to draw that line in the sand and go, that was then, made the wrong decision, wasted all that money, like many of us do on loads of different things. We all make mistakes in life all the time, don't we?
Yeah.
We just have to go, I can't do anything about that now, but what I can do is I can fix that going forwards, and that's what I'm going to do. So don't let guilt about having kept it for 6 years make you keep it even longer, because that's just perpetuating that guilt.
Yeah. I think, Leslie, also a lot of items we see in storage units have to do with sentimentality, right? It is indeed what you said. If there's been a bereavement, or, you know, things end up in a storage unit, or the kids are growing up so quickly, you just can't get rid of their toys because it was so special at the time. And we put them in bin bags and we put them in boxes and we keep their, you know, all of their blankets and all of their toys and all of their whatever it is, the teddies, and it gets put in a storage unit. Like, oh, I just can't decide on it. It's all too precious. I see a lot of school notes and school books from children as well in boxes that have been put away. It's all like so sentimental. So some of the items are maybe possibly easier in a storage unit because they might have deteriorated over time. But you might also open some of these boxes and you think, oh, yeah, I remember this. And kind of go, oh, yeah, I couldn't make the decision at the time. And now I'm still struggling with it because I find it hard.
Yeah, exactly. It's not easy at all. I think the big thing, you know, and you've alluded to it there, Ingrid, is this idea of it being out of sight, out of mind. And that's the sort of problematic side of it for us, because we're big advocates of being able to see easily what you have and find what you have. But as soon as you do something that means it's out of sight, it is absolutely out of mind, you know. So if that is a sentimental thing, then that's not too bad, because we're only going to rediscover those things on an occasional basis. But if it's a random household item, you're never going to remember that you've got it if you've got it in a storage unit. And so it needs to be in the body of the home where you can see it with regularity. So you've really got to think about your own behaviors with this, like, why are we keeping it? And as we said, drill down deeper. So Ingrid, I think we've made it clear that we think that storage units should go if possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if somebody's like, oh, Ingrid and Leslie have really got me now. I've had that storage unit and I know, and it's just there burning a hole in my pocket. It's there. Like, I've got to get rid of the storage unit. I've got to get rid of the storage unit. But I've actually got loads of other clutter in my house, which is probably the case, right? We've got clutter in our home that we want to tackle. At the moment, the storage unit is not doing any harm to us. We can't see it. It's out of sight, out of mind. So how do we go about fixing the problems that we've got by paying for a storage unit if we've got other fish to fry in our home, as it were?
I know. It's like, it's almost like, where do you start, isn't it? I think if I'm honest, I think the money is probably quite important in this case. So I think a lot of people might just go, storage unit gets more and more expensive as well, you know, because they probably get you in with a good deal and you don't have really enough. But with the cost of living going up so much, I think that money of a storage unit can really be helpful to have back in your own pocket. So although then maybe your house can be very cluttered, I think a storage unit is crucial if money is the biggest issue. Right. So that's where I would start. And it's doable. I mean, we've got several members in our membership that are tackling storage units, and they're breaking down their project into small chunks. And one of our fantastic members is taking 10 boxes out of her storage unit every week. She drives up on it, almost at the same time, to pick up 10 boxes, bring them to her house, and she goes through them. And she's actually shown us pictures of boxes full of paperwork saying, I had, you know, 90% has been, of 95% can actually be shredded or recycled. And I'm only keeping this much because also the passage of time can help. But she has a plan in place to do 10 boxes every week. And she now has been so successful with that she actually could move to a smaller storage unit, which costs her less money. And it, of course, it gives a massive boost of confidence and energy seeing not this gigantic storage unit anymore, but just seeing a much smaller space. Of course, the boxes are now all far more neatly stacked, so they take up less room, and it feels a lot less overwhelming than it did when she started off in the first place. But I think that actually came from, I think, a family member passing away, a bereavement. I can't really remember what the reason was, what she had the storage unit, but she's been working on it, chipping away at it for months.
Yeah, and I think that it can feel insurmountable. So when you've got a storage unit that's just piled high with boxes, you know, that all kind of look the same, or maybe all full of quite difficult things like paperwork, like sentimental, you know, all those things, they're not easy things to tackle. And if we are going to jump straight into a storage unit to tackle those things, that kind of is a little bit against what we teach, which is starting with the easiest thing that you're using all the times first. But the money is so important to, you know, you need to stop paying that money out for that storage. And so if you have an opportunity to bring that stuff back to your home, or and that's because you've got to make sure that's not going to derail you. So if you've got a storage unit, I mean, some storage units are huge, and so you just wouldn't logistically have the space in your home to bring everything from the storage unit back into your home and start to tackle it. It probably would be easier to do it that way if that's a possibility, and to just kind of go, I know this is going to be complete chaos, but let me just cancel that storage unit now, bring everything home, and then tackle it on site, which means you can then gather like with like. You know, it's a little bit easier of a process to do that. But if you can't, as Ingrid says, like, you know, like our member has done, take it one step at a time and find an opportunity. Don't just keep the big storage unit. If you can get everything into a smaller storage unit as you go, start to go down and down and down. Now, I had a client who I work with who had a lot of things, and we came up with what we did was we had a big storage unit. He had tons and tons of stuff. It was packed to the brim with stuff. And I was like, this is very difficult logistically to work in this storage unit. So what we then did was we hired bigger space. It almost had like a warehouse space in this storage unit. And we did almost like anybody who's in the UK at the moment and has been watching the Stacey Solomon series, where you lay every, I'm not suggesting that we lay everything out in that way that they do on the Stacey Solomon series. I think there are other shows around the world that do it in the same way, that they take all of their belongings in. It's almost like a confrontational thing where you see everything that you have. But we started to lay things out, which allowed us then to gather like with like and to really sort of see what we had. So you've got to think about the logistics, because if your storage unit is packed to the brim with stuff, then where are you going to work? You know, so you've got to think about that as well. It's really difficult, but that was really helpful as well. But also, sorry, go ahead.
And I think also, Leslie, I think if you completely empty a storage unit and take it home, you need to have a plan. You can't just go, right, well, I need the money, I'm going to empty the storage unit, I'm going to transport everything home. But then what? What's the plan? Don't just keep putting it off, because then it will come a mountain of stuff where more things, because when it is chaotic, more things get added to it and put on top of it, and then it becomes super overwhelming. So there definitely has to be a plan in place.
I mean, I think for me, Ingrid, and honestly, this has only just sort of popped into my head, really. I think that if I was paying, let's say, and a lot of people are paying, I would say most people who have storage units are paying between 200 and £300 to £400 a month on a storage unit, which is about 300 to 500 American dollars, right? A lot of money. And so for me, I would go, I am committed to decluttering my stuff, whether that's my stuff in my house or my stuff in my storage unit. I'm going to move that money, and I'm going to invest in someone who's going to help me get there. So rather than pay the $300 or $400 a month for the storage unit, I would invest in a professional organizer to come up with a plan and to do that. And loads of people do that with us all the time. They're like, that's not what I want. And temporarily, over the next 6 months or something, you know, I knew that this storage unit would be here for the next 6 months if I didn't do anything about it. I can't see a way to do that without some physical help, you know. So let me invest that money into a professional organizer who's going to find a way to get you through the chaos and the logistics of working that out. So that's an opportunity as well. Same thing. You know, we've got a member, she's come into the Declutter Hub. We're helping her through that process of going through the storage unit and giving her hints and tips about the way that we would do it. So you can reinvest that money elsewhere. It's gone. It's been going out for the last 2, 3, 4 years in some instances. So move that money around. What's the word? I'm trying to reinvest that money. That's the word that I'm looking for. Into something different with a view to that completely being gone in 6 months' time.
Yeah.
So because you need to... It's not easy. So what we're saying, if you're full, your home is full, your storage unit is full, that is an overwhelming task and potentially you need help. But throwing money at a storage unit is not the best fix.
Yeah.
Actually trying to find a more permanent solution might be the way forward for you.
Yeah. So basically what we're saying, if you've got a very full house, your thoughts should not be, if you don't have a storage unit yet, I just need more space, I'm going to hire a storage unit. We say only hire a storage unit in certain instances. And unless you live in a 60 square meter apartment and you've got a certain hobby of which you need to have more space for. But if you just know, actually, I have a little bit too much of everything. My cupboards are full. Everything is just packed too much. You need to declutter. That is always the best solution. And if you are decluttered and more organized, if you then actually realize, wow, I actually have some things that I really want to have in my life that are important to me, but I can't have them in my current flat. There's nowhere to put them, but they're important enough for me to keep. Then there's thinking, okay, how am I going to solve this? And how can I do this? Or if there's a temporary reason why you need a storage unit, fantastic. But don't just keep a storage unit or get a storage unit because actually you've got too much stuff. It's all you're packed to the rafters and you haven't really properly decluttered. You might have shifted the stuff around and churned stuff around in your home, but you haven't really let go of anything. Then decluttering comes first. And that is, I think, the main message from this podcast, right, Leslie?
You've been quite ranty.
I'm trying to be kind.
No, exactly. So yeah, I think we've been clear with our thoughts. And so as we said, like halfway through this podcast, the same types of things that you emotions that lead you down the route to a storage unit, those are the same things that are above us in our attics and lofts or below us in our basements or to the side of us in our garages. And so look around for those things that are delayed decisions, those just in case, those sentimental things that we've not worked through, those things that we're keeping for our son or daughter or any other random person who might want our old sofa. Think about all those things and think about whether you're keeping things that you really don't need. It's so, so important to understand what you're keeping and why you're keeping it. So I'm really hopeful, Ingrid, that there's going to be less storage units as a result of this.
I hope so too. And you see that I'm laughing a little bit because my question actually to our listeners is, have you got a storage unit and can you now give yourself a deadline to empty it? But maybe, Leslie, after hearing us rant about storage units for the last half an hour, nobody's going to come clean now. Although we know that there's like millions of storage units around the world. Maybe nobody wants to share with us, but okay, that's fine as well. But if you do have a storage unit, we really hope that this podcast has helped you, gives you some clarity on like, why do I have this? And how am I going to let all of that stuff go and how I'm going to do it and how I'm going to save money and spend it on stuff that you want to spend it on. I mean, I would go on holiday with $6,000. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So one last thing then. If there's anybody who runs a storage unit company who's listening to this podcast, I don't think they're going to be very happy with us, are they? Do you know what I mean? They're going to be like, we've just blown their whole business out of the water. But sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry, but not sorry. All right, well, before we go absolutely crazy here, I think we need to say thank you so much for listening. And yeah, we hope to see you again next week. The storage people will never listen in again.
Thanks so much for listening to the Declutter Hub podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us in your podcast player so you don't miss an episode, and we'll see you next week.